Welcome to Heralding the Truth, radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio. Here at Russell Road, our vision is to build a people who are establishing God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is today's message.
Thank you for tuning in. I'm Pastor Fred here at Russell Road Church. We've been talking about the basic principles of Christ in Hebrews chapter 6. And I'll tell you, it's really, we started at the beginning of the year, and it's just an important part of walking in faith. It really is. I mean, it's just major. ABCs, the six principles: repentance of dead works, faith toward God, the doctrine of baptisms, laying on of hands, resurrection of the dead, and the doctrine of eternal judgment. Those are all principles that I can't tell you how important it is that those are in you, in your spirit, and in who you are, part of your life. Because if those aren't in you and you don't understand, you might have this propensity to fall away from the faith. I've been reading a book by John Bevere, The King Is Coming, and it's good stuff. And he talks about how from 2000 to 2021, 66 million people have fallen away from the faith. Fallen away from the faith. And, you know, it talks about in Thessalonians, the falling away. It'll be a falling away before Christ comes, before he returns the second time. Remember in Hebrews 9, it says, he will appear a second time apart from sin for salvation. So in other words, when Jesus comes back the next time, he's not coming back to forgive us of our sins. You got to have that already taken care of. You see that? Or you will face the great white throne judgment, and you won't be able to pass that. You're not going to be able to make it through there without Christ. None of us can. That's why we need Christ. We need faith in him before. And that needs to be established. And your name needs to be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We talk about that here. It's important to understand. So, that's why these principles, when they're in you, it talks about in Proverbs, says, wisdom is the principal thing. So we need to get wisdom. In all you're getting, get wisdom. So we all need God's wisdom. Remember, wisdom is for you. We're all gifted and we're all talented. But we need wisdom to use our talents and use our gifts so they advance God's kingdom. Without his wisdom, we'll be trying to advance our own agenda, and we'll end up miserable, broke, busted, and disgusted. Am I making sense? Or you just be miserable. You're not gonna, you know, you're not, it's just, you will never be fulfilled in life. We're fulfilled with Christ and Christ alone. Without him, we're not gonna make it. Not even here on earth, we're not going to make it. We need him. He's our answer. That's just how it is. We need him, every one of us, desperately. So we've been talking about these principles, and we're going to read the vision, and we're going to get started. Let's go ahead and do that. To build a people who are established in God's word, advancing his kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. All right. Therefore, leaving the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. Now think about this. He says, not laying again. So in other words, it ought to already be in us. Did you catch that? It ought to already be in us. Shouldn't have to be laid again. If you're a believer, the foundation. Now that foundation means set in stone. That word set in stone. So these principles ought to be set in stone in you. You know, there's a building out in Russia. And it was one of the tallest buildings. They built this building. And they were trying to demonstrate that they could build this building fast, and they could build it with certain materials, and they built it faster than any other building they built. It was one of the tallest buildings. Well, today, it's leaning. You can't even go into the building because it's unsafe. You can't use it because the foundation was faulty. Did you hear me? If the foundation's faulty, that's what happens. You're going to build on something, and it's going to be crooked. It's not going to be safe. It's not going to be safe. Safe is the word secure. It's not going to be secure and safe for you or the people who are next to you. Am I making sense? So this is what we need. We need a foundation. We need these principles to grow our life, to build our life on. Building people established in God's word. So that's what we're talking about. Something I was talking about on Wednesday night. Wednesday's when we do teaching. It's more teaching and you know, growth, people growing. Because, you know, it's your responsibility to grow. That's something that if you're going to grow spiritually, that's your responsibility. You can't hold somebody else to that. You have to be the one to do that. Does that make sense? So no one can do that for you. Think about this. Think about what I'm getting ready to say. There really, you know, for us, there's really no limits with God, right? What's he say in Ephesians 3:20? Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. See that? According to the power that works in us. There's no limits with God. When I catch this, God is limited towards you. You have to give him permission. Because he gives you free will. Did you hear what I said? He gives you free will. He's not going to force anything on you. You have to give him permission. If you're going to be involved in his mission, you need to give him permission in your life. Come on now. When you give him permission, you get involved with submission. Now you get to be a part of what he missioned you for. He remissioned you. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins. He remissions you for the Great Commission. And if you're going to be a part of the Great Commission, you have to understand submission. You have to come under. That's what submission means, under his mission. You see that? And when you come under his mission, now you are participating in advancing his kingdom. You see this? His will, not your will. And that's what we need. It says that you receive the promises after you have done the will of God. Hebrews chapter 10, after you've done the will of God. So that's what we're out to do. We're out here to fulfill the will of God, right? It says the whole world, do not love the world or the things in the world, for all that's in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but it's of the world. And the world is passing away, But he who does the will of God will abide forever. The word abide means take up residence. You're going to take up residence with God forever because you're out to do his will. And that's what we want. That's what we're here to do. Amen? Am I making sense? And you know what? When you understand that, you know you have eternal life. Don't be walking around wondering if you have salvation and wondering if you have eternal life. You should know it. You can know it. You can have assurance. No doubt. You can know it. And that's something you're going to get in the next month. You're going to understand that you have eternal life and there's no questioning. You got it. When you understand that and it's in you and you got these principles in you, you don't want to pull away from the faith. You want more. You want to keep growing. You want to give God more permission in your life. Are we making sense already? Are you glad you came to church? It's so important. See, Wednesday night, we talked about our tongue, what we're saying. And here's why. It says in Proverbs 4:24, now this is not in the screen, in the system. I'm just speaking from my heart right now. And I think the Holy Spirit's talking to me. So I'm trying to listen. Is that okay? So he says, this is how you guard your heart. Why do we need to guard our hearts? I was looking into Genesis chapter 6. Verse 5, and it talks about God looked at all he had created, man. It says their hearts were evil continually, and the imagination of their hearts and intentions were evil continually. And that's why he destroyed the earth with the flood. But Noah was just in the eyes of God. And he commanded Noah to build an ark. And that's very much like what we're doing. See, this isn't in my notes. I'm just giving you my Wednesday night Holy Spirit. He commanded us to build an ark in detail. And this is what he does. This is Noah was obedient to God's word. And that's how him and his family were saved. And that's the way to be in your life. He built it just the way God asked him to. The gopher wood, all the measurements, they have found pieces of the ark. So don't be saying, you can believe what you want to believe. I know. Now look, the earth was destroyed with a flood. First thing Noah did, he built an altar after he stepped on dry land. He'd been on that ark with 300 and some days, and all those animals, and you know, they didn't have running water and toilets and showers in there. So I can imagine it was pretty stinky in there. So he got off there, and first thing he did, build an altar to worship God. I just think that's significant. Our hearts, we got to watch and be concerned over our hearts. Because our hearts, it says in Jeremiah 17:9, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord. I search the heart, I test the mind to give everyone according to their ways and according to the fruit of their doings. That's in 17:9, Jeremiah 17:9. It says in Proverbs 18:21, life and death are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat the fruit of it. You're going to eat the fruit of what you say. What your words are seeds you are planting for your harvest in the future. If you don't like where you are today, it's come from your very own mouth. Did you hear what I just said? If you don't like where you are today, You have spoken it into being. And I'm not talking about name it, claim it, blab it, grab it, call it, haul it. I'm talking about your words change your life. They don't change your conditions. They change you.
Amen.
And now you're planting with your words. Amen. And you know what? People don't want to change. But I'm here to tell you, when you come to Christ, He's going to work. He's going to call and begin to work in your life. And if you'll give Him permission, He'll help you change. Did you hear what I just said? He will help you change. He will help you change. It talks about in Hosea 10:12. Now see here, I'm not even looking at anything. I'm just talking. I can do that. This is family here. And I know this is live stream watching, but you tuned in. I'm glad you did. Hosea 10:12 says this, sow for yourselves righteousness. That means you got to sow out of your relationship with God. You have to have a relationship with God. If you're going to be in fellowship with God and do what He's asked you to do and created you for, He says, sow for yourselves righteousness. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till He comes and rains righteousness on you. Reap in mercy. Reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground. Reap in mercy. You're going to get mercy when you have a relationship with God. That means He's not going to give you what you deserve. He's helping you, and He's going to help you for the rest of your life. Now watch. He says, break up your fallow ground. What's fallow ground? Fallow ground is areas in your life that aren't productive, that aren't producing. They're not producing or advancing God's kingdom. And we all have areas in our life that aren't healthy, that aren't producing. Do you see that? They're not producing God's kingdom and advancing God's kingdom. And God will show you through that relationship, those areas, He'll reveal it to you. Now look, and this is what He says. Until He comes and rains righteousness on you. The word rain, pinpointed as an arrow. God has you pinpointed out. God has me pinpointed out. He has you pinpointed out. It's a spotted rain. Doesn't fall on everybody. Falls on those who are in relationship with Him and making connections with Him and want to do His will. He's going to make sure you get what you need to grow and grow something in that fallow ground where once it wasn't developing. But this means change. And you know what? That's hurtful. Sometimes it's painful to change. You got to do something you're not familiar with. Sometimes it can be very painful. But now think about this. You hear people have traumas and they have wounds in their life. They will control you. They will control you. That's the fallow ground. You see that? God has a healing. God wants to bring healing to that wound. God wants to heal that trauma in your life. But you got to be willing to change and give Him permission to work in that area of your life. And if you'll give Him permission, He's going to show you something. I'm just here to tell you. But here's the thing. I'm not talking about anything that's easy. This is healthy. And you know, God is building the church. He's building His people. We're the church. And so if we're going to become everything He's called us to be, we're going to have to make some changes. We're going to have to be willing to change. You know, you may be in a blended family, or you may have there's so many blended families today, but you can live a life. You can live a life like you aren't in a blended family. God restores what the locust has eaten. And he will plant something in you and show you something, and you will have a life as though you were always together. Are you listening to me? Get a hold of what I'm saying. Now think about this. But it's your words. This is how we guard our heart. Our hearts need attention continually. Every day, I have to get up and read my Bible and read me some word before I leave the house. I don't just get up and take off. And I'm not putting a religious thing on you. I'm trying to show you. You got to put something in you. You got to put something in that. You got to tend to that ground in you. Did you hear me? And that's why we got to watch our words. Your words will be slippery and reckless if you're not putting his word in you. And you will say things that hurt the most important people in your life. I've had people in my office, 40, 30, 40, 50, words that their father spoke over them, still haunting them and holding them hostage. I'm telling you, that's why I know this is nothing but the truth. So we're going to guard our hearts. This is what it says in Proverbs 4:24. Well, let's go back to 4:20. Now, remember, I'm telling you, I'm coming from my heart. So you can write that down if you want to study it. It says this, Proverbs 4:20. Give attention to my words. Incline your ears to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all your flesh. Woo! God's word is sent to heal us.
Amen.
Are you with me? And to protect our heart. Watch this. For they are like to those who find them and health to all your flesh. Now look at the next one. Keep your heart. Guard, shield, and protect your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of your life. Everything's coming out of your own heart, because the Bible says out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. What you're saying is coming to pass. And you got to watch what you say. You don't want to say what grandpa said and grandma and dad. No, God is holding you accountable.
Right.
It's not going to be grandpa and dad and mom with you when you go to be with the Lord. It's going to be you standing there. And you're going to be judged according to his word. John 12:48. You are going to be judged according to his word. Listen to me. So this is why we got to watch our words. Look what he says. The issues of your life. The next verse. Put away from you a deceitful mouth and put perverse lips far from you. That's the first way you protect your heart. Put away from you a deceitful mouth. Put perverse lips far from you. You can't be talking junk and a mess all the time and talking with your buddies about this and that. You got to find out what God has to say. Am I making sense? I can't tell you how important this message is today. I see so much of this today. And if we will understand this, our lives will really begin to change. The next thing you do, listen. Give me the next one. Christina's giving me all these verses. Give me the next one. Let your eyes look straight ahead and your eyelids right before you. That means your vision. He's talking about your vision. So your vision protects your heart. But it starts with your mouth. Your mouth, what your mouth speaks, will give you God's vision and clear vision. Or it will jade your vision and obfuscate your vision and keep you from seeing what God has for you because of what your words are saying. Am I making sense? And then the next one. Give me the next one. Ponder the path of your feet. Let all your ways be established. You know what? The people you walk with, your feet. The people you're walking with and talking with, that's how you protect your heart. If you don't care who you walk with and you don't care what you say, you're not going to be walking with him. Am I making sense? And you're going to be miserable. And you're going to always go back to that trauma, that wound, that hurt. And you know what that does? That always finds excuses to do what wrong, what it wants to do. You see that? Well, I wasn't raised that way. It doesn't matter how you were raised. If you're born again, now God has a plan. And we need to get in on his plan and walk in his will and ways. Am I making sense? That's those iniquities, those patterns in your life. That's why Jesus bled on the inside. He was bruised on the inside for our iniquities. A bruise is an inward bleeding. We're redeemed by the blood. He redeemed us on the inside so we can be everything God created us to be. We can be free on the inside. We don't have to walk around with this negative dialogue in our head about ourselves and about each other. The most important conversation you have is with yourself. So how do we start protecting our heart? With our words. Say that. With my words. What you say matters. What you say matters. And I'm telling you, like I said, it's not your words that are changing everything. It's your words that will change you. And that's what needs to change. And people don't want to change. But remember, if you don't want correction, if you don't want correction, you don't get to the blessing and the favor that God has for you. The Lord corrects those whom he loves. Hebrews 12:6. It's his love that's correcting you. So you can get into that fallow ground and begin to start producing something that's going to advance his kingdom. Because that's why you're here. Are you with me? And you don't want to eat the fruit of lies. You want to eat the fruit of truth. Now, think about this. I said we need wisdom. All of us need wisdom. Here's why. 1 Corinthians 2:7 says this. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. And watch, the word mystery means truth revealed. Truth revealed. We speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. The hidden wisdom which God ordained for your glory. God ordained this wisdom for your glory. Did you hear me? What's the word glory mean? What God originated and intended. Your life. God wants to show you what he originated and intended your life to be, and it's going to come through his wisdom. Did you hear what I just said? And he's ordained it. He's given you the authority to become that. Did you hear that? Boy, that's good stuff right there. In other words, you need authority from him to become all he's created you to be. And you got to give him permission. Now think about this. When wisdom enters your heart, Proverbs 2:10, when wisdom enters your heart, knowledge is pleasant to your soul. Discretion will preserve you. Understanding will keep you and deliver you from the evil way. Did you hear that? So when wisdom gets in you, he says in Proverbs 4, in all you're getting, get wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing. We need his principles. Amen?
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now. Only the truth and truthfulness can save us.
You've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio. Our service time is Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church, Sydney. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul taken from 2 Corinthians 13:11. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Have a blessed week.